Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is today's commentary.
Michael, yesterday, the Supreme Court heard a very, very important case, Texas versus Biden. And the law, Wall Street Journal wrote a very interesting article about that case. And they wrote the article, it appeared on Monday. So it was before the case was heard. And the law says, and there was a law passed in 1996, voted by, and Biden voted for the law, by the way, in 1996. The law says that migrants who are, quote, not clearly and beyond doubt, not reasonable doubt, beyond doubt, entitled to be admitted, shall be detained. It goes on to say that the law also says that DHS can parole individual migrants on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. That's what the law that was passed in 1996 says. According to some reports I read this morning about the hearing yesterday, the case-by-case part of the 1996 law is what some justices may try to hang their hat on to allow Biden to eliminate the or to rescind Trump's stay in Mexico policy on the basis that we only can detain 34,000 illegal immigrants at the same time. That's all we can detain. And so Trump said we can't follow the law, so we're going to make them stay in Mexico. Now the left says, well, you can't make them stay in Mexico because Mexico won't necessarily agree to that. Well, they already have. Under Trump, they did agree to it, and they did do it. And so it's not a function of whether or not Mexico can and will do it, because they did do it under pressure, but they did do it. And so this is going to be a very interesting decision that'll come down from the courts to see whether or not the courts believe that the law itself, as written, is what the administration should adhere to. So I think that decision will come out very quickly. I don't think it'll be months. I think it'll be weeks and maybe even days before that decision comes out.
That's the commentary for today.